Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, I wonder, do you have these issues still in the UK of people sort of prejudicing where people want to live? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I suppose I haven't had personal experience of it, but I believe it is the case in some parts. And I think sometimes it's actually just a sort of comfortable feeling. Nothing necessarily said. Notices would be illegal. The famous notices that used to appear that landlords and landladies would put up in their boarding houses of, what was it, no Irish, no blacks, no dogs, that sort of stuff. You cannot see anymore. I mean, you know, thankfully, that's consigned to history. But I do suspect there is an uncomfortable feeling. It's a feeling thing that sometimes people are not made welcome because of skin colour or racial background. And the only thing is, in a multicultural society, isn't it ridiculous? I mean, who are you picking and choosing to be racist towards? It's just ludicrous somehow. Completely. But there we are. Unfortunately, some people are missing a brain cell or two, aren't they?
You know, I'm hoping people hearing it from a British white man will receive it better than they do from me. Let's get right to it. Okay, so a president is in trouble in Brazil?
Okay, the president, Jair Bolsonaro. Basically, they've had an inquiry, an independent inquiry, into the handling of the pandemic. I think any number of countries are carrying out their own inquiries or investigations into how things went slash are going. A 6-month investigation has revealed all sorts of scandals and corruption in government. Perhaps not that surprising. President Bolsonaro himself is accused of failing to control the virus. 600,000 plus Brazilians have died. The panel, 11 of them, want him to face charges, including crimes against humanity. At one stage, they talked about homicide and genocide, but they were mentioned but dropped ultimately from the final report. Jair Bolsonaro insists he's guilty of nothing. In his words, "We know we did the right thing from the first moment." Well, probably not. I mean, he was a mask isolation and vaccine denier. I mean, did Brazil completely get it right? Mind you, did your country get it right? Did my country get it right? How many other world leaders are guilty of mishandling pandemic measures? I wonder if maybe sometimes we look at our own and think they're the only ones. I don't think anyone got it right because nobody, frankly, knew what they were doing.
Well, I guess, but I mean, this might be interesting because you may know that our health minister has been found guilty of sort of theft during the pandemic, which who knows what knock-on effect that'll happen. It's sort of an investigation by our strategic our special investigating unit, but who knows what kind of liability may come from that in the future if people say, well, actually, as you were stealing, you weren't able to look after my family member.
Yes.
You know what I mean? All right, and
absolutely,
a German mercenary army. Who are these ex-soldiers who are on trial?
Yeah, two former German soldiers arrested on suspicion of trying to form a mercenary force to fight in Yemen's civil war. German prosecutors have laid out the charges. Basically, police carried out these raids yesterday and snared two ex-soldiers known only as Achim A and Adolf G. I mean, Adolf. Of all names. But anyway, apparently that's what they're calling it. They allegedly plan to recruit up to 150 men for a private army made up of former police and former soldiers. And the idea was they were going to sell themselves to the Saudi government and say, look, we've got a ready-made fighting force. Would you like us to go and act, obviously, for the dollar, on your behalf to carry out illegal and covert operations in Yemen, where Saudi Arabia is already carrying out illegal and covert operations after all. Apparently, Saudi officials did not respond to the German request. Makes you wonder, though, doesn't it? Makes you wonder what is going on in Yemen.
Look, there are black ops operators all over the world, but very interesting. And then a Chinese Jurassic Park. Please, no, I can't.
I know. You've seen the films. Possibly all five of them. And now a little bit of reality in this. With a tingle of nervousness, we're talking about an actual Jurassic Park. I mean, obviously, it's a tad fanciful, but scientists in China have unearthed a fossil that may contain dinosaur DNA. So forget bones. You don't get DNA from bones, I gather. It takes something that is blood-related. In this case, a piece of dinosaur cartilage preserved in volcanic ash. So not altogether completely divorced from Richard Attenborough with his amber stick.
Right.
This is a 125-million-year-old dinosaur bit of Cordyterix, which was the size of a turkey, but had an attitude like a velociraptor. So if you imagine a small velociraptor, it was that kind of a beast. I know, imagine bringing that back. So a team from the Chinese Academy of Sciences is now in charge. And in the words of Professor Alid Belio, we have good and exciting data. We need to find out exactly what those organic molecules are. But here's the killer. We hope to reconstruct a DNA sequence. Now, of course, reconstructing it on a computer model doesn't mean you're actually making dinosaurs. But they're only one step off that, aren't they? I mean, let's start the screening now.
I'm happy to. But by the way, I think we kind of live with these. If you've ever seen a hardy dog, I think those are cousins. Okay. Check it out. They check out Hardidar/Pharrell Williams. We kept him awake when he was in South Africa here. Thanks so much.
Oh, aggressive poultry.
Right, exactly. Always a pleasure to hear your worldview. And thank you very much for your perspective on our South African sort of tensions as well. It was actually a really nice perspective.
Sure.
That's Adam Gilchrist.